Hello, we are here in Stuttgart at CMT. We meet with Marcel Cisset, the president of the Swiss Federation, SwissCamp. Hello, nice to meet you.
Hello, nice to meet you.
So just quite a few questions to understand how is the situation in Swiss, how was the last year and what is the perspective for the next year?
Well, last year we had a very nice summer. We had very good temperatures in Switzerland. It wasn't too hot, but it was nice weather, it was sunny. A lot of people came to Switzerland to swim, to go to the lakes. We had very good nights. We had about approximately 12% more than we had in 22 nights. So the total nights is over 5 million nights on the campsites in Switzerland.
Was this the best year in your history?
It was the second best year in history. 21 was even better.
Okay, so in the perspective for the 2024?
2024 is very good booked already for summer holidays. And we've seen that the Dutch people, the German people, also the French and the Italian want to come back to Switzerland. At the other side, we have all the Swiss people still sort of stay in Switzerland, don't go too much to the far south. That makes it quite dense in high season, and we will be certainly short of spaces in summer holiday.
Yeah, I think the climate has a role in this kind of growth in Switzerland because of the hot summer in the southern part of Europe, or not?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, the climate gets warmer and warmer, but in Switzerland, due to the geographics, that a lot of campsites are in the upper mountains, up to 1,500 meters, we have more people coming there to profit from the fresh air.
Yeah, of course. And what about the mix of your visitors from abroad? You talked about Dutch people and German people. Are they the majority of your visitors?
I think the majority of our visitors in Switzerland are still the Dutch, the German, followed by the Dutch and followed by the French people.
Okay, so you need to improve Italian and Spain people.
We need to improve the Spanish people, the Italian, yes, absolutely, but also the British. Okay. The British just dropped a bit the last years because of COVID and because maybe of the exit from the CEE, but we hope they will come back.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah.
And how many campsites you have in your federation?
Just in the federation are 200 campsites, okay, which is about half of the
global number in
global
Switzerland.
Member in Switzerland.
Okay, perfect. Exactly. Are you growing with this number or? You are quite stable.
Yes, we are growing with the campsites because we had one region, which is Geneva and Lausanne. They were out of the federation. They now come back because they see these days also the political need for the federation, and they will support it again.
What is the help or the contribution the federation give to their associates?
Of course, we help them to get political issues handled, but also we looked at all the frames. Let's say the frames has to be set up.
Okay. And what about the regulation in Switzerland compared to the rest of the Europe? You have similar regulations, or you have some critical issues?
I think we have similar regulations. Maybe some regulations are even stronger. But due to our business, a lot of campsites are small campsites. We don't have these big chains as they are in Italy, as they are in France. We're still more sort of flexible.
Yeah, they are more familiar as owners.
Exactly.
Okay. And what is your tradition in the winter season? Are they usually open, or you have a summer season and you?
We have about a third of the campsites which are open in the ski areas, Okay. But more and more are also places demanded close to the cities. where they can do in winter just an excursion, and if they can walk. And a lot of people are just living in an apartment and they want to take their camper van out and drive somewhere, and they want to be outside.
Yeah. What about the glamping phenomenon in Switzerland? Mm-hmm. Because I know you had in the past, I think, almost twice, maybe twice the pop-up glamping.
In Laax?
Yeah.
In Flims Laax?
Is it still alive as an initiative?
It's still alive. It was very popular as well. And the regulations are very difficult. It's difficult, the mix, camping, glamping. And that's what our federation stands for. We have to fight that we can have a certain flexibility on our sites to set up pop-ups like this.
And finally, as a federation, what is your main goal for 2024?
Our main goal is, of course, sustainability is a big issue. We have to look that our guests are coming to Switzerland, but we also have to look that our members are happy with the sites. Yeah.
Great. Thanks a lot for your time.
All right. Thank
you
very much.
I hope to see you soon again.
I hope to see you
soon again. Have a nice 2024.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.